paid it all to him I owe.
Hello, I'm Kathy Davidson, and I'd like you to join me and the ministers of music from Water of Life Church here in Plano, Texas, as we minister the gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord Jesus, which is the power of God. Are you ready for church? We're going to begin today with an old favorite. Many of you will remember the words, and you can sing right along with these girls. The My Girls are going to lead us in a rousing rendition of Victory in Jesus. Following that, I'll be speaking about the Holy Ghost in us after we are baptized in the Spirit. And we'll talk about what is in us and how it works the gospel through us. And to finish, to leave us in a prayerful, humble spirit before God, a song you may have never heard, the title, Grace to the Humble, written by two guys, David Hickman and Rob Haynes, and ministered here by the Brown Brothers. Let's begin.
Talking about the Holy Ghost, and we're going to go back to it, and we talked about last week being filled with the Spirit. Let's go on. I'm going to go back to John 16. I want to read verse 13. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, He will guide you into all truth. Who's going to guide you into all truth? The Spirit, the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God. He's got several names. The Spirit of truth, the Spirit of grace is come. He will guide you into all truth. For he will not speak of himself. Boy, when the Holy Ghost talks to you, he's not telling you his own words. He said he will not speak of himself, but whatever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come. He is right there with the Father in Jesus. He hears what the Father in Jesus is saying, and he says it to you. You know exactly what the Father in Jesus is saying at that moment. It is beautiful. Verse 14, he shall glorify me. This is Jesus speaking. For he shall receive of mine and show it unto you. What is Jesus? He is the death, burial, and resurrection. He is the Word of God. That's what the Holy Ghost is going to show you. Oh, that's fun. Now, I want you to go to Genesis 1 because I want to show you this. We've had several people baptized in the Holy Ghost the last couple of weeks. It's beautiful. It's powerful. I love it. The Holy Ghost comes on them. They open their mouth and out comes these beautiful, beautiful tongues. Yes, tongues. Yes, it's for today. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he said, I have to go to the Father so I can send you the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost. He sent him for us. You know why? Because he loves us and he knows we can't do it on our own. Now, I want to show you what's in you. When you're baptized in the Holy Ghost is not just to get tongues. It's not just to get a prayer language. I want to show you what's in you. Genesis 1:1, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. That God is plural. It's the Jesus and the Father working together. But look at the second verse. And the earth was without form and void. And darkness was over the face of the deep. And look at this next phrase. And the Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost, moved upon the face of the waters. The Holy Ghost moved on the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. That Spirit moving on the face of the waters brought the light through the Word of God. Jesus the Father spoke. Jesus is the Word. And the Holy Ghost brought the light. Do you know that same Spirit is in you if you are baptized in the Holy Ghost? The same Spirit that God used to create this world is in you. Now he's in us. Turn with me to Romans 8. Oh, I want you to realize we have got a treasure in us. We cannot fathom what is in us with the Spirit of Jesus and the Holy Ghost. Since we're here, I'm going to show you that when we were born again, we did not get the Holy Ghost. We did not get part of the Holy. I've heard people, when we were born again, we get part of the Holy Ghost, and then when we're baptized, we get more. Folks, it's a person. What, you get the elbow when you're born again? It's a person. You don't get part and then a whole. You get them all. Verse 9, but you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. That's what you get when you were born again. You get the Spirit of Jesus. You get the man that was raised from the dead. You get the man that went to hell for you, in you, in you. You get the man that endured the cross. You get the man that walked on the water. You get the man that went to hell. And you get the man that believed God and was raised from the dead. That's who you get when you are born again. Not a bad thing. Not a bad thing. You know what it says when you're born again? It says your spirit and his spirit become one. That's why the Christian can endure a whole lot more than the normal person. Why? Because they got that Spirit. They're one with that Spirit. And that Spirit can endure anything. Can endure anything. Now, let's go on. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, the dead dwell in you, it says, shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. That same Spirit that raised Jesus out of hell. And Jesus went to hell with your sin. He was in hell paying for what you and I did. He was the murderer. He was the kidnapper. He was the child molester. He was the abortioner. He was the thief. He was the embezzler. He was the liar. He was the wife beater. He was all those things. And that spirit, when the Father saw the travail of his soul and he was satisfied, then the earth moved with an earthquake, and God went and got him out of hell, pulled him out of hell. That spirit is in you. Not only did it raise Jesus from the dead, it raised a whole bunch of other people the same time. It says in Matthew, and they walked into town and said hello to their family. Think that mess with your day? There's a knock on the door, and it's grandma, and she's been dead for 20 years. That's the power of God, and that spirit is in you. And you don't think he can bring you money for dinner? You don't think he can get you that job? You don't think he can heal your headache? We have no conception of what is in us. We have God in us. And we have the mighty power of God laying dormant in us, and we need to wake it up. All right? Now, go with me to 1 Corinthians 14. I'm going to go to verse 14. We're going to talk about tongues for a little bit, because that's what comes with the baptism in the Holy Ghost. It says, "For if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prayeth, but my understanding is unfruitful." Now, I want to take a look at that for a second. For if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prayeth. When you are praying in tongues, after you're baptized in the Holy Ghost, and the only way that we know that you are baptized in the Holy Ghost, the only evidence is speaking in tongues. You cannot be baptized in the Holy Ghost and not get tongues, folks. Sorry, it's the Bible evidence. But my spirit prayeth, but my understanding is unfruitful. Do you know what the wonderful thing about this is? God's praying through you. God's praying through you when you are praying in tongues. Let's go on. What is it then? I will pray with the Spirit, and I will pray with the understanding also. I will sing with the Spirit, and I will sing with the understanding also. Do you see that word will? If you are waiting around for the Spirit to come and take you over, you may be waiting for a long time. Folks, I need it the moment I wake up, if it doesn't wake me up. If it doesn't wake me up, I wake it up. It says we draw from the wells of salvation. It says be filled with the Spirit in Ephesians. Be filled. That's a commandment. And we talked about it last week. How? Well, we saw how it happened in Acts, and we saw Mark. We saw that they used the gospel to get filled with the Spirit. They put their faith and their mouth on the gospel. Why? Because the Holy Ghost didn't die for you. Jesus did. Your salvation comes through the gospel. It's just the Holy Ghost is going to show it to you. And the Holy Ghost is going to help you bring it about. But that salvation is the gospel. Don't ever forget that. We are not after the Holy Ghost. We are after the power that comes through the gospel. It's the gospel that's got the power, not the Holy Ghost. He leads us into it, but the power came with the gospel. Jesus said, "I am the resurrection." That's where the power is. So that's how I get in the Spirit. I'll be honest. How do I get in the Spirit? I either pray in tongues or I pray in English, but I'm praying the gospel. I'm praying the gospel. I start off by, if I'm praying in tongues, I got my heart on the gospel. It says in Philippians, think on these things. Whatever is lovely, whatever is beautiful, whatever is true, whatever is excellent. Well, what is more excellent than the gospel? What has got more power than the gospel? What is more lovely than the gospel? I put my heart on the gospel. When I get my spirit, the Holy Ghost, pushed up in me. You can do it by singing. You can do it by hearing one of my tapes. KDWOL, go and listen to them. One after another, let them minister to you. It's the Holy Ghost on those tapes. That can get your spirit up. You get it up. Now, once you get it up, what do? Once you're in the Spirit, you know what the nice thing is? Spirit, most of the time, you'll get to where it'll lead you. Now go do this. Now do that. Now go here. Now do that. Now say this. But let's go. It says, what is it then? I will pray with the Spirit. You see, you got to do something here. I said last week, you're going to need two things to walk with God. You're going to need your faith, the activator, and you're going to need a mouth. You're going to need a mouth. How many times, how many hours I walked the roads of Frisco and taught myself, preached to myself the gospel, got me to believe it, talked to me about what Jesus did for me, put my sins on the cross, put me in the hell with him, raised me up from the dead. I preached myself the gospel. Hours, the Holy Ghost then would lead me. He's the one that would show me where to go, show me something new out of the gospel. I love it. The Holy Ghost, when I am getting ready for the meetings, I see in pictures. I just do. I see in pictures. And there are times that the Holy Ghost will show me a scene. And the power of God just fills me. And I see what God is after. The first time that happened to me strong was I was here in the fellowship hall. And God showed me through the Holy Ghost. I saw Jesus on the cross. I only saw him from about the chest up. And I didn't see clearly his face. But his face, his head was hung down. His hair was hung down. And he was hanging on the cross. And I saw him just slightly lift his head up to the right. And I realized, he realized he couldn't see. And I realized that's when my sin was going on him. He couldn't see. He took all our iniquities. He took all our sicknesses, our diseases. And I saw that body start to take on our sin. And I couldn't stop weeping. Doe even came over and he said, what is going on? I couldn't even tell him. I just wept and wept and wept. You know what? That picture is still there. Thank God I hold on to it as a treasure because I can go back to it when I need it. Now, go with me to, let's go to Romans 8. We're going to look at the praying in tongues. Romans 8, verse 26. Likewise, the Spirit, the Holy Ghost also helps our infirmities, our weaknesses. Thank God he does. Jesus knew we needed a comforter. He knew we needed an instructor. He knew. He said, I'm not going to leave you an orphan. And he didn't. He sent us the Holy Ghost. It says, likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought. Oh, thank God. God knows us. We know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself, the one that helped create the world, the one that raised Jesus from the dead, the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searches the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Do you know if you put your faith, now you can pray in tongues and rattle like a car in idle and nothing will happen. You have to use the activator, as I call it. You have to use your faith. You can just pray in tongues and not use your faith and nothing's going to happen. You have to add your faith. When you put your faith with your tongue, you've got the Holy Ghost using your mouth praying for you and for anybody else it needs to. It's using you. Thank God. The power that helped create the world through Jesus is using you. Use on. Use on. Help yourself. It'll pray the will of God out in you. You don't know what to do next? Pray in tongues. You don't know what to go next? Pray in tongues. Pray until the Holy Ghost picks you up and tells you what to do, where to go, what to do next. Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice. So listen, expecting to hear the voice. One of the greatest stories about praying in tongues, I believe Smith Wigglesworth shared it. It wasn't even about him. There was a man, he called him a wonderful man, a missionary in Africa. And this was when Africa was just being opened up to Christianity. And this was back in the early 1900s, late 1800s. And this man with a group went down to minister the gospel in Africa. There were three of them that got so far. Some of them had already turned back because it was tough in Africa. And he ended up getting sick. And he was the leader of the group. And they had him in a hut, and they had a blanket on him, and they knew he wasn't going to live. He had gotten one of those African fevers that they could not handle, and he was dying. He was dying. And they were outside the hut, literally talking about, now what are we going to do? Do we have to go back? How are we going to go further? This is our leader, and he's dying. There was a woman in England, a little woman, sat down to pray. And the Holy Ghost got a hold of her. And she started praying in tongues. And I love that spirit of prayer. Oh, when that spirit of prayer comes on you, you know things are going to move. And she yielded her tongue to the Holy Ghost. And while she was praying with all she could, with her faith in the Holy Ghost, she saw a vision of him on the bed, dying. She saw him. And she kept praying hard in tongues, no English, tongues. And she prayed hard until she saw him wake up, sit up, and walk out of the hut. And do you know that's exactly what happened? They were standing outside, the rest of the crew, and he walked out in the middle of them. And they said, "What are you doing here?" He said, "I cannot tell you, but there was a warmth that came over me. And I was totally healed." You know, he went back to England, and several years later, that little woman came to see him. And she asked him, "Do you keep a diary?" And he said, "Yes, I do." She said, "Would you look at such and such a date?" And she told him what happened. That was the date that he was dying. Holy Ghost used a woman, a little old woman in England. You know, he can use you. You know, I've had him use me. Oh, it's a joy. It's a joy to let God take your body, take your mouth, take your heart, and do something with it powerfully. That's what we've got to be ready for. That's what we got to let God do. We got to let him use us for ourselves and for those around us. He can pray through you to get your kids into the kingdom. He can use you to pray for that person that you work with. Let him use you. That's why we need to be full of the Holy Ghost. Now, you cannot do that until you are born again. You have to be born again first. You have to get the Spirit of Jesus in you first. The Holy Ghost can't be in a body without Jesus. It needs Jesus. How do you get born again? It is so easy. You know why it's easy? Because God loves you. That's why it's easy. God loves you. He sent the man to die in your place. He wants to help you. He wants to love you. He wants you to feel his love. And to do that, you need born again. It's simple. Pray after me. Jesus, come into my heart. Take my life over. Let me be led by you. Fix me. And I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Jesus will never, ever, he paid too much for you. He will never turn that prayer down. Amen.
I give grace to the humble when they call. I give leanness to the prideful soul, living through them all. As the days are passing, will the prideful look to me? Like a humble spirit, be set free. I give grace to the humble when they call. I give leanness to the prideful soul, living to them all. As the days are passing, will the prideful look to me? Like a humble spirit, be set free. Can't you see your life is not your own? Come release your burdens at the foot of my throne. Walk with me in the Spirit in the cool of the day. when this life is over, child, I'll take you away. I give grace to the humble when they call. I give leanness to the prideful soul, living to them all. As the days are passing, will the prideful look to me? Like a humble spirit, be set free. Turn from all your busyness and strife. You thought I was in labor, but I want your life. Give that precious something that you hold within your hands. Let me search your heart now. Tell me, don't you understand? I give grace to the humble when they call. I give leanness to the prideful soul, living through them all. As the days are passing, will the prideful look to me? Like a humble spirit, be set free. Can't you see your life is not your own? Come release your burdens at the foot of my throne. Walk with me in the Spirit in the cool of the day. When this life is over, child, I'll take you away. I'll give grace to the humble when they call. I give a leanness to the prideful soul, living to them all. As the days are passing, will the prideful look to me? Like a humble spirit, be set free. I give grace to the humble when they call. I give leanness to the prideful soul, living to them all. As the days are passing, will the prideful look to me? Like a humble spirit, be set free.
Thank you for joining Kathy Davidson and the Ministers of Music from Water of Life Church. She would love to hear from you. You may reach her by email at kd@kdwol.com. Or you may write her at Kathy Davidson, care of Water of Life Church, Post Office Box 861-327, Plano, Texas, 75086. You may find her on the internet at www.kdwol.com. And on Facebook and Twitter. Until next time, God bless.